This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
The centurion was a Roman officer and a Gentile, not a Jew. But a Gentile who had roughly 100 soldiers underneath him. He was supposed to have 100 soldiers underneath him. The Romans, they occupied Israel at this time when Jesus walked in Israel. The Romans occupied it. And they had soldiers placed throughout the country in order to keep the peace. There was always a Roman authority not far from you. And that was for the purpose of keeping the peace. And let's pray. Father, thank you this morning. We just thank you for this time in your word. Thank you for everything that's transpired so far in your presence in our midst. And we love you. We thank you. Help us to concentrate. Help us to focus in and receive something this morning. In your precious name, amen. You know those missionaries up there that we show every month? And for these two especially, you saw the slums that they work in every day. And that is an amazing, amazing calling on a person's life to leave America and all that we have here and to go into the slums of a place like that where there's millions of people just living in shacks. When you knock on doors, you're really knocking on an old blanket because there's no door. And it's those people, I was thinking, those people are no different than you. They're absolutely no different than you. When they first came into the church, they were just regular people working. You know, they own cars, they own houses. They're just, you know, regular people just like yourselves. And somehow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, because they were receptive, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God changed them and made them, gave them an appetite to leave all this behind and go and serve God in a foreign country. And not just any foreign country, but a very, very difficult place where there's an immense poverty and a place where the name of Jesus is very not really known. Most of the people in this country are Hindu, and so they never grew up hearing anything about Jesus, so they have no background to it at all. And yet every day these folks are out there in the slums going house to house and just talking to people about the Lord. It's quite a thing what God does in a person, just a regular person, but what God can do with a person who's receptive to his word. The word really does transform people, really makes them something that they weren't before. And I just marvel at some of these missionaries and where they go and what they do, knowing that they're just like me, but they received the word and God did something in their lives to make them like that. So let's get back to our centurion. He's a Roman officer. He's got 100 men under him. He's located in Capernaum. That's where his house is, and that's where his station is. That's where he was appointed to be. And somehow in Luke 7:3, and remember, Luke chapter 7 and Matthew chapter 8 tell the same story, except Luke is going to bring much more detail to the story than we have in Matthew. Matthew has the story. Luke's going to bring more detail to the story. But they both give this account. But in Luke chapter 7, verse 3, the centurion heard about Jesus and somehow made him the object of his faith. He heard about Jesus and he made him the object of his faith. So in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, it says this, that when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him. Before this happens, before verse 5 of Matthew chapter 8, we get to Luke 7, 3, he heard about Jesus. He heard about him. Now, this centurion grew up in a culture that was polytheistic, which means they have many, many gods. The Roman Empire left its mark on our lives, the names of the planets, the names of the month of the year, the names of the days of the week all come from Roman gods. So, I mean, it still left its stamp on our lives even hundreds of years later. The Roman Empire, when you were raised up under the Roman Empire, you learned about all the different gods there were. All the you know, the god of love, the god of vegetation, the god for bringing victory in wartime, the god, all these different gods. They had a god for everything. And that's how this young man was raised, under a polytheistic culture. And yet he heard about Jesus, and in the hearing about Jesus, didn't even hear Jesus himself, just heard about him. Somebody came and told him that he had seen Jesus, and thus and thus was said. He heard the words being given to him by a communicator who probably didn't know he was communicating anything, just telling this guy what was going on. He heard about Jesus, and he believed. That's an amazing thing. He heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he believed. And Jesus became, to him, the object of his faith. And you know, faith comes by hearing, so we have Romans 10:17 in play here. So the Romans, we said, were polytheistic, many gods. So this is a very unusual occurrence that someone out of that culture would accept Christ as the only. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. One God. One God. And so before verse 5 in Matthew chapter 8, two things occur. And Luke gives us the details to that, which you don't get if you just read Matthew. Luke 7, verses 3 through 5, the centurion asked first, when he heard Jesus was in Capernaum, the centurion asked Jewish elders of the city, with whom he had a good relationship with, to go and speak to Jesus on his behalf. And he did not feel worthy to go himself because of undefined and unresolved guilt in his heart. When you have undefined, which means I don't know what's there, or unresolved, I don't know what to do with it, guilt in my heart, then the feelings of unworthiness when it comes to relating to God, feelings of worthiness kick in and people withdraw from God. Just like Adam and Eve in the garden when they sinned, what they do? They withdrew from God. Why? They sensed guilt. And that produced unworthiness. They didn't feel they could go to him anymore. So in Luke 7, 6, the second thing that happened is as Jesus drew closer to his home in Capernaum, the same centurion soldier sent friends to Jesus. First he sent the elders, and the elders pleaded their case and said, hey, this is a good man. He helped us build a synagogue. He did this. He did that. He did works. And of course, doing works is a way that many people try to alleviate the guilt feelings in their life. They don't even identify them as guilt feelings. They don't even know why they do it. But they feel better if they do things for other people because it makes them feel better about themselves. This is many times is the motivation behind people all over the world that go out and do, you know, good things for other people. You see the goodness of humanity, but the goodness of humanity may be very well backed up by guilt. Guilt may be the reason they do it. Whether they do that or not, it doesn't matter to us. But we know that the whole world is guilty before him. Because Romans 3:19 tells us the whole world is guilty. And so they all have guilt. And they're all going to have unworthiness when it comes to God. You see, the conscience, which is in your brain, and most all of you have one. It's in your brain, and you have a conscience. And the conscience produces a caution when you're about to do something that you know is wrong. It produces a caution. But most of us, myself included, we steamroll right over the caution and just do what we want to do. And after many months and years, that accumulates, and you end up having guilt-related effects in your life. And one of those effects is unworthiness, just like this guy had, the desire to avoid God, to stay away from God. And the door-to-door crowd on Saturday, they experience that every single week. There are people that don't even want to talk to you about it. And oftentimes it's because they have guilt inside of them, and they feel unworthy to even get anywhere near God. They don't want to talk about God. And other times it's because they think you're Jehovah's Witnesses and they want nothing to do with you. That's the other possibility. But oftentimes they just don't want to talk about it because it's bringing them too close to God, and that makes them feel very unworthy to be there. So the conscience accumulates guilt, and that produces unworthiness. And then people who feel unworthy about their lives before God, and even people in churches do that because they live under rules and legalisms and everything else, and they don't feel they measure up. They don't feel that they can really face God. But even in those cases, people disqualify themselves from thinking that God is interested in listening to them, or that he's interested in blessing them, or that he's even interested in using them, because they feel guilty about their lives. And the centurion did good works in Capernaum, including, as we said, building a new synagogue for the Jewish folks. But his good works could not erase the guilt he was suffering from. And he could not erase it. And although he may try endlessly, good works will not do it. And you know the old story of the mob boss who writes a big check to the church before he dies, thinking that somehow that's going to get him, you know, an appeasement with God. There is that thing inside of us that thinks that good works somehow is going to erase the guilt that I feel or the shame that I feel. And so we know that's not true. As a grace believer, and you guys are grace believers, and you guys have been taught that through proper doctrine, you know that you can come boldly, confidently to the throne of grace to find help. Because you've gone through many doctrines that have taught you concerning the shed blood of Christ and how it cleanses you and how God has removed your sin and how he has cleansed your conscience from guilt. And you can be confident and sure when you go to God, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward County.